I have my mother and two sisters, so I do know that for you women, it takes, for some of you, it takes hours to get your hair done or your hair fixed. And when you see the priest coming down sprinkling holy water, you're like, really? Are you serious? But trust me, you're still looking beautiful. You're still looking very good. I see a lot of you wearing the veil. That was very smart, especially for today, since I was sprinkling holy water. Today, we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And I know that you know that God, Jesus Christ, did not need to be baptized because he is God. He is sinless. He is pure. He is the victim. But he was baptized so that we can imitate him, so that we can imitate in his footsteps. God will not ask us to do anything that he has not done himself. He will not ask us to do anything that he's not willing to do himself. So he did not need to be baptized once again. He is God. But he was baptized because we need it. Because we need to be cleansed. We need to be washed away from our sins. So he's showing us the way in baptizing himself. In baptism, a lot of things happen. And we're called children of God, the number one thing. The adopted sons and daughters of God. What I want to emphasize here is that it is not about quantity. I think we're already, in the almost 2 billion Catholics? It's not about the quantity. Because my question is, are we living out our baptismal promises? If there are so many, this church should be packed by now. People should be standing. Of those, whatever number, 2 billion, how many of those are going to Mass every Sunday? How many of those are going to confession on a regular basis? How many of those are forgiving other people who have done anything wrong to them? Of those who are Catholic, how many are pro-life and defend life? Of those Catholics, baptized, children of God, how many of those defend the doctrines of the church? A lot has been given to us. A lot is demanded of us. This is what it means to be a child of God. This is why God, Jesus Christ, got baptized to show us the way. So I cannot say that I am Catholic, but I don't live out my baptismal promises. It is not about the quantity, but the quality that I remain with God. We heard in the collect, children, adopted children, who want to be pleasing to you. What does that mean? This is my beloved son. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter in Jesus Christ. Are we pleasing to God? Are we pleasing God? That is the question today. If I'm baptized, how am I pleasing God? I think most of us were baptized when we were infants, children. We don't remember what happened. But our parents and godparents were there. As we grow, they said they committed themselves to help us grow in the faith and to tell us what happened, what is demanded of us. I'm sure a lot of you have been to a baptism. When I celebrate a baptism, I tell the people, don't be so distracted by taking pictures. Take the pictures, but don't be distracted while I'm doing the baptism here. Well, not here at the baptismal font, obviously. Don't be just sitting in the pews talking. This is not the time to talk. This is a time for you to pray, to witness, to relive your own baptismal promises. Because when a baptism happens, there's a feast, there is a celebration in heaven. Because three things happen. We are washed away from our original sin. We become children, adopted children of God. And we inherit the kingdom. The kingdom of God. That's a lot. This is what God has given us in baptism. Baptism is the gateway to the other sacraments. It is the basis of our Christian life. It is our life in the Spirit. That's huge. God has given us a lot, but he's also demanding a lot of us so that we may remain with him, so that we may please him. I have with me the order of baptism of children. Don't worry, I'm not going to do a baptism here. I wish there was a baptism during Mass so we can all re-experience, rekindle our own baptism within us. It says at the beginning, before we ask, the minister, the deacon or the priest says, what name do you give this child, your child? Mother Church is asking you what name you give this child, because from now on, it is my child. From now on, it is the child of God. And God says, when that baby cries, when you hear your baby crying, that's my baby crying. It is my child. And it takes ownership of that. Having a name, it means ownership. That's when I call you by your name. If I say Jeanette or Francisco, I'm claiming you as my own. So Mother Church is claiming us as her children, as hers. It's given authority in Christ because we are no longer orphans. We belong to Christ. I'm going to ask you, when you go home to find your baptismal certificate and find the date when you were baptized. I was baptized 7 months after I was born. Find the date, because that is very important, very special. That's when you become a child of God. And you're invited to inherit the kingdom and to continue to live this life on earth to please God so that we can be with Him for all eternity. Then we ask the intercession of all our brothers and sisters who are in heaven, who pleased God here on earth, who remained faithful to their baptismal promises, our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. Peter, St. Paul, all those saints. We're asking for the intercession to pray for the child to be baptized so that he may too live a life that is pleasing to God, that he may remain faithful to Christ. I want you to, in this homily, all of us, to rekindle the promises, to relive, to re-experience the promises, the baptismal promises. Because again, it's not just about saying, I am Catholic. How can I say that I am Catholic if I'm not pro-life? How can I say that I am Catholic if I'm afraid to say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us, O Lord, in this thy gifts which are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Please don't say that fast. I'm trying to get a lot of things down here. When you are eating at a restaurant, I'm afraid, I'm embarrassed that people will see me. To please God, it means to be a witness of what we are. We are Christians, we're Catholic, we're followers, we are children of God. Take it or leave it. Everything or nothing. Saints or nothing. Not just 25%. It means to give ourselves totally for Christ. We renew our baptismal promises. Because we're children of God, a child of God. Do you renounce Satan? Yes, I do. And I do it personally, individually, because I don't know what my brother or sister might want to do. This is an individual calling. Do you renounce Satan? Yes, I do. And all his works? Yes. And all his empty promises? Yes. And do you believe in God, the church, our Blessed Mother, the communion of saints, and all those things? Yes, I do. I do believe that because I am a baptized child of God, because I belong to Christ. I am no longer orphan. This is what we believe. This is what we profess. This is what it means to be a baptized child of God. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from sin, giving you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and joined you to his people. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation so that you may remain as a member of Christ, priest, prophet, and king until eternal life. Priest, if you have been baptized, if you have not done this, let us start today. In Jesus Christ, we are called priest. He is the high priest. And to be a priest means to be sacrificial. He offered this wonderful sacrifice, his own self, dying on the cross to give us salvation. If we are a child of God, children of God, baptized, we better be priests. We better be sacrificial. We better start forgiving, going to confession, being grateful, whatever happens. But we are sacrificial. We love until it hurts. And we continue to give of ourselves just as much has been given to us. That's what it means to be a priest. to offer sacrifice, to be sacrificial in whatever state of life you're in. That's what it means. Prophet, prophesies to bring the good news of salvation to others, to share the good news. We don't have to reinvent anything. We don't have to come up with anything. We don't have to make it up. It's already here, the gospel. But to do that, we have to read it. We have to pray with it as children of God. To be a prophet, to share the word of God, the good news of salvation to those who are baptized but do not live out their baptismal promises. To be a witness, not just to be a Christian, not living the baptismal promises. A prophet that shares the good news of salvation. And a beautiful family gave me this during Christmas, and I thought I would share it with you. To be a prophet and to tell others simply by saying, by sharing our faith, just by saying, I know this has been live streamed, so you can do a close-up so you can see it. Simply by just asking our brothers and sisters, Protestants, atheists, whoever, not to be afraid, just to say, want to talk all about Jesus? Just like that, with joy. This is a beautiful shirt somebody gave me for Christmas. Want to talk all about Jesus? Let us not be afraid to talk about Jesus in public. Let us not be afraid to defend children, the unborn, to protect them. Let us not be afraid to defend the doctrines of the church. Let us not be afraid to tell others that we are Catholic and this is what we believe, that we believe in Jesus, who has been given us salvation through him. Even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of this political tension, of this division, as Catholics, as baptized, we are called to bring peace and forgiving, healing. This is what we need, to pray for one another. Not to follow a world leader or even a wealthy institution, but to follow Jesus, who is the King. And this brings us to our final priest, prophet, and king. A king governs, orders, and establishes order and demands. That's what a king does. As baptized children of God, we are kings. We have given the authority in Christ to govern our passions, to speak with authority in Christ about our faith, to defend and to establish and promote order peacefully and prayerfully, to bring healing, just like a king, because it has been given the authority to us in Christ. This is what we're called to do every single day. As we approach this heavenly banquet, let us do it with joy and with gratitude, because we are children of God. And let us ask the Holy Spirit to help us, our Blessed Mother, and all the saints in heaven, to help us not to be afraid, but to start living out our baptismal promises today, to rekindle those baptismal promises even more today, so that we can tell others what we believe, so that others can say to you, you know what? I want to be a Catholic too. I want to be baptized too. Let us do that. This is what we're called to do in Jesus, to live out our baptismal promises, because we are children of God, so that we may approach this banquet at every time we come to Mass with joy and gratitude. And as we rekindle this in us, in Christ, the Father Almighty may be able to say, come to me, my beloved Son. In you, I am well pleased. Please stand. I believe in one.